Are you tirelessly working away in your website only to see very little return? Is your view counter perpetually stuck in the hundreds rather than the thousands? Are you afraid you've plateaued? Never fear. There are countless more ways you can grow your site and gain more traffic. Here are 21 hacks you might not have thought about. 1. Guest post. This is the oldest trick in the book. But in case you missed it, it's also one of the best. Simply write posts to go on other websites and then give them to those websites for free. You're not giving them something for nothing though. You're going to ask in exchange that they include a link back to your website. This does a few things. Firstly, it gives your site the free exposure. The readers of that site will see your link and this will help you get discovered. Better yet, the link will act as testimony by someone they trust. At the same time, this also acts as a great way to get link juice that Google will love to see and that will help you climb the search engine results pages, SERPs. To get the most from this, make sure that you include your link naturally in the text rather than in the author box at the bottom. This is better for search and for the traffic. 2. Ad swap. An ad swap is like a guest post but concerning emails. The idea is that you share a mention of another brand in your mailing list and they do the same for you. Like the above, this can lead to a lot of organic views and also have various knock-on effects. 3. Shoutouts. But you know what? Just getting a shoutout on social media or in a blog post, on a YouTube video can also be highly effective. The hard part here is just getting those big influencers with the millions of followers to actually respond to your messages. Which brings us to the next tip. 4. Work your way up. If you want to get the best guest posts, the best ad swaps and the best shoutouts, then the key is to not start by going for the biggest name in your niche. We don't start by emailing Tim Ferriss. Instead, the best strategy is to start nearer the bottom and then to work your way up. So for instance, that might mean that you begin by messaging someone with the same number of monthly visits as you or even someone who has fewer visits than you. That way, you are much more likely to get a response, but actually, this can still double your exposure overnight. That then can lead to your numbers swelling, meaning you'll be better poised to then message someone a little bigger and a little bigger. 5. Network. A lot of people start working online because they want to make a living while still be unsocial. A lot of online workers don't like socializing or picking up the phone. But you know what? If you never pick up the phone or meet anyone in person, then you will drastically limit what you can accomplish, even through working online. Actually, meeting people in person and networking is a far more effective way to get people to respond to your messages and to make a lasting impression quickly. So don't be afraid to talk to people in person. Go to those networking events in your city. 6. Facebook ads. This might not sound like a hack. After all, you probably already know about Facebook ads. The surprising part is just how effective this tool can be when used creatively. So, Facebook ads are PPC or pay-per-click. That means that you only pay when someone actually clicks on them. No clicks, no expense. You also get to set what your maximum expenditure per click will be. This is your maximum bid. By choosing this number and by knowing your CLV, customer lifetime value, you can calculate your campaign to make sure that it is only ever profitable. You never pay more for a visitor than you know each visitor is worth to you. 7. CPA. CPA is Facebook's ace in the hole. This is cost per action, meaning that you pay only when someone takes a certain action. For example, this might mean that you only pay when someone likes your Facebook page. Now you are paying only for people who you'll be able to communicate with for years to come, making this a highly worthwhile way to spend your money. CPA can also mean paying only when someone installs your app, when they watch your video or when they redeem a special offer. There is endless potential here. 8. Ask nicely. Here's a way to get more traffic that you might not have considered. Ask nicely. What am I talking about? Simply be real with your visitors. If you write a blog post, ask the people who are reading to consider signing up for your mailing list, to make sure they check back next time or to share the post with their friends. The same goes double for videos. Tell them to follow you on social media or to visit your site. Doing this is a fantastic way to get people who appreciate your content to show their appreciation. 9. Use remarketing. A powerful alternative to Facebook ads is Google AdWords. AdWords is another form of PPC advertising, but one that shows up on the SERPs. Well, one of the most powerful features of AdWords is the option for remarketing. This means that you are showing your ads to people who have already been to your site, and one of the most powerful ways to use this is to show your ads to people who have lingered on your buy page but not actually bought from you. This is possible thanks to cookies. It's incredibly powerful, so try it out. 10 challenge objections. Remember, remarketing is completely different from conventional marketing. In particular, your aim here is not to convince people that your brand is great or to get them to pay attention. They've already done that. Instead, your aim is to get them to buy when they didn't before. Thus, your ad text needs to be different, and one good strategy to focus on is trying to convince people to overcome the objections they had for buying from you. Perhaps they didn't buy because they didn't trust the quality of your product? Then tell them about the money-back guarantee. 11. Think about your thank you page. Your thank you page is the page you show after someone has bought from you, but you know it's also something of a dead end at this point and could lead to lost traffic. What you need to do then is to keep the interest going by including links here, or better yet, another call to action. 12. Swap thank you page promos. You can also team up with other influencers to get better value from your thank you pages. The aim here is to post a link to their site and your thank you page in exchange for them doing the same thing. If you both swap your links this way, then you'll be sharing visitors that are interested in the same topic and that are potentially willing to buy. 13. Post on Reddit. If you're looking for a great place to post your links to gain immediate views, then Reddit is just such a place. Use a good title and make sure that the content lives up to the hype. With luck, this can then result in your links getting shared on other platforms and your post being upvoted, to the point where you get massive exposure. 14. Post on Google+. Google Plus is powerful for the same reason that Reddit is. Whereas Reddit lets you post in a specific category known as a subreddit, Google Plus has a ton of great communities where you can share your content and get plus ones. These are also thought to help your position in the search rankings. 15. Be active in the community. When you post on these sites, you will risk having your post downvoted or even deleted. Why? Because if they've never seen you before, then this just looks like spam. What's highly important then is that you actually offer something in return by contributing actively to the community. 16. Have a strong brand. A strong brand is a powerful tool for promoting your site on its own, and it's a prerequisite for all other forms of marketing and growth hack to work. That's because you need a strong brand for people to feel excited in your brand and interested in it. 17. Know your persona and write for them. Don't try and make content that everyone can enjoy. This is a surefire way to become bland and to make sure that no one is interested in your site. Instead, create content that is particularly well suited to a very specific type of person. That way, the people that are interested in your site will be passionate about it and highly excited to see what you have to say next. 18. Use shareable titles. The right title can go a long way to making your posts more shareable and more interesting to people. Try to learn a thing or two from clickbait without falling into the trap of becoming clickbait. Clickbait uses titles that are highly engaging and that have an emotional impact. Very often they make us very curious or even sometimes angry. They always offer something new that we don't know the answer to. You can do this, but the key is simply to make sure that you deliver on your promise. How do you make your posts sound exciting, new and challenging? You actually do the research or use some creative thinking and you come up with something that is new and exciting for your audience. 19. Optimize your images. Don't just use any old images without thought. Images can help you to gain more traffic through Google Image Search, and at the same time, they will help to make your articles much more engaging and will make them stand out more when they're shared on social media. There are a number of ways you can optimize your images. One is to give them the right titles and the right alt tags, which should be the same as your keyword. Another is to use more standard dimensions, ideally 16:9. Another is to make sure they are unique or that they at least have been edited so that they won't be buried by other similar images. 20 don't keyword stuff. The very biggest mistake that gets made often online is to keyword stuff. This means that you're trying to include keywords in your posts, as you are often recommended to do for SEO purposes. But instead of using these to a small degree and getting some benefit from them, you instead stuff them into your content to the point that it becomes distracting and even unreadable for your visitors. This is a big mistake, so make sure to avoid it by writing for the visitor first and for Google second. 21 Reuse old content. You probably have a lot of old posts on your site that never got much exposure. Well, why not get some more value from them now by posting them on social media? Now that you have the audience, share them there, and you should be able to get some benefit from having that old content. Of course, for this to work, your content needs to be evergreen. That means that it will always be relevant. Some content falls somewhere in between, and in these cases, why not go back and update your old posts? This is great for your SEO.